In 2008, the North Pacific Fishery Management Council closed the Northern Bering Sea to bottom trawling. It was open to all kinds of bottom trawling. Until then, it just hadn't occurred. In December, the council was supposed to receive a draft research plan in what is called the Northern Bering Sea Research Area. That will not happen. KNOM's Lorelei Kanin has the story.
Today, the council received an outline and presentations of previous work to develop the research plan, and the council decided they don't yet want one. The research plan was supposed to focus solely on what would happen to the benthic community, or the species that live on and in the seafloor, if a trawl fishery took place. Some of the public testimony that occurred Thursday showed the council there are concerns regarding more than just bottom species. For example, coastal residents that live around the research area depend heavily on marine mammals and wanted to know the effects trawling would have on whales, walrus, ugruk, and other species of seals. So before seeing a draft research plan, fisheries analyst Nicole Kimball says the council wants more information.
The council took a step back and asked instead to see a white paper that would provide and a compilation of all the background information on the Northern Bering Sea ecosystem, include previous and ongoing relevant research in the Northern Bering Sea, including chronic or acute effects of bottom trawl studies that have been done in other areas, since obviously we haven't done any of that in the Northern Bering Sea.
The council also would like to see a description of the areas in the Northern Bering Sea that might be attractive to commercial bottom trawling with the possible northward movement of flatfish species, like yellowfin sole.
The species that we see potentially moving northward and might potentially be good commercial fisheries, even though at the time there's not an indication that anyone really does want to fish in there. It's all being proactive in that nature.
The information could help further their discussion and deliberations on what kind of research plan would be necessary in the future. One of those who gave testimony yesterday was Julie Raymond Jacobian, a social scientist for the regional nonprofit Kuwerik. In her testimony, she requested that the council do proper consultation with tribes, and she said she was partly pleased and partly disappointed in today's decision. She was hoping they'd stop and reevaluate the whole process.
But at the same time, their decision today to ask council staff and NIMP staff to go back and put together a really thorough background paper on all the existing information is a good step. It should have been done a long time ago. And I think what this does right now is gives the agency more time to get up to date with what they should have been doing all along, which is talking with tribes on a formal government-to-government basis.
Tribes have expressed their desire to have no commercial bottom trawl fishing in the Northern Bering Sea. The council received staff reports on the chum salmon bycatch issue today. Public testimony will continue tomorrow. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kanin.